Oi! Oi, Rafael! Where you going? I'm just going to the shop. Why are you looking at me like that for? What's wrong? What? You upset about something or I just don't understand why you have to talk to people in such an aggressive manner. Who's troubling you? It's the way I talk, innit? What are you getting all upset for? I'm just calling you, innit? But you don't need to talk to me in such a rude manner. What do you mean, rude manner? I'm just calling you, innit? I seen you and I'm saying where you going, innit? What's the problem, innit? What are you getting all upset for, man? Just relax, innit? What are you getting all tense for, man? I like your new football top. What's this about? Don't you support Arsenal? No, in fact, I support Newcastle United because my grandfather supported Newcastle. Then my father supported Newcastle. So I support Newcastle United as well. They're rubbish, man. What do you mean? But at least we try to do the best we can with what we've got. I heard that you might be leaving or something. Are you going to India? Is it true? I was thinking of going to the seminary in India, but I'm going to share something with you. I've been praying deeply, deep prayer to our Blessed Mother, Blessed Virgin Mary. I really am inspired by the priests who are here, the missionaries of the Immaculate Heart. I want to try their institute. I like the calling that they have, doing everything to bring souls to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I am considering becoming a missionary of the Immaculate Heart myself, and therefore, I will probably be staying here for some time just to stay a bit with the priest, stay in their community, and become part, hopefully, of their community. Yeah, man, that's good, isn't it? You're doing what you want to do and you don't really need to leave everybody behind and stuff like. It'll be good if you could do your thing over here, isn't it? That's deep, you want to be a priest, isn't it? That's deep. I've been really impressed by the priests, particularly Father John Michael Dolan, who seemed to have a particular gift of knowing things about people before they tell him themselves. I want to share with you something that I think we should note very carefully. I think he has been sent here as an instrument, a vehicle of not only peace, but also of deep spiritual healing. He will tell you, first and foremost, healing comes from sacraments of the church, which you probably will not understand. But he seemed to have within him the very heart of the Mother of God, Mary. I want to share with you something that happened recently. Marky, you know Marky?
Yeah, man, he gets on my nerves, innit?
You should try to bear with his difficulties, his difficult character. You should try to bear with him.
I can see why you want to be a priest, innit? You're preaching all the time, innit? Telling people to do what's right and wrong, but I like that, yeah? I like that. Right there, yeah? If you got somebody like you walking around, everyone can change their life, innit? I guess that's probably what you're trying to be, missionary, what's it called? The Immaculate Heart. That's what you want to do, innit? So that's a good thing, innit?
So, yes, and I hope that you yourself can benefit from the presence of the priest here. But what I wanted to say is, recently, Marky spoke with Father John. Did you know
And this is between me and you. I don't want it to become public knowledge. I don't even know if it's right me telling you this personally, but I want you to keep it confidential. Recently, Marky spoke to Father John and they talked about abortion. This I know because Marky came and told me something touched him. Father John did not know, neither did I. Probably you don't know either. That same day, Marky was going to go after football, because he was coming back from a football match. He was going to go to a hospital where an abortion was going to take place. Marky was going to accompany a young lady to the hospital to have an abortion. This would have been probably the fourth time Marky has done that since I've known him. Nobody knew about this. This young lady's name is Michaela. She was pregnant with Marky's child. They already gave the child a name, Anna. This is the second time Marky have a child and is going to call it Anna after his grandmother. Michaela wanted to keep the baby. Marky didn't want to keep it. Marky was forcing her to have an abortion. They arranged to have an abortion. Marky had a football match. After football match, he was going to go home, get changed, and go to the hospital to have this abortion, to make this girl Michaela have an abortion. But he met Father John before they spoke to one another. He was very touched by the prayer of the Hail Mary. When he heard Father John saying, "Blessed is the fruit of thy womb," something touched him. Something touched him to realize the sacredness, the preciousness of life in the womb. This is incredible. Hearing this also touched me to realize this is part of being a missionary of the Immaculate Heart, to become instrument of Mary's Immaculate Heart, to become instrument of the mercy of God, that sweet tenderness of God through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Marky told her he went to the hospital. He texted her beforehand, after he had prayed with Father John. He texted her, said, "I think we need to reconsider. Don't have the abortion. Wait there, I'm coming to the hospital." They went there. She was overwhelmed with joy that he changed his mind. They didn't have the abortion. They're going to continue with the pregnancy. And I will be praying, accompanying that young lady with my prayers every day until that baby is delivered, praying for the safe delivery. I will do everything I can to look after for that baby. I will provide food, clothing. I will do all types of things for her to make sure that his baby is okay. I want this child to come into the world. And I'm linking it to my vocation with, hopefully, the missionaries of the Immaculate Heart. Yeah, that's deep, innit? Like, I know Michaela, innit? Like, I saw her, innit? Like, and I thought, oh, she's putting on a bit of weight. Oh, she must be pregnant, you know. I had a feeling she was pregnant, you know, but I didn't know it was Marky, you know. I didn't know it was Marky. Boy, it's a small world, you know. Yeah, that's interesting. Like, that made you wanna stay in it. Like, yeah. So like, can I ask you something? Yeah, I wanna ask you something. Yeah, like, I ain't saying I hate Marky or nothing. Yeah, I just don't like him in it. Like, he gets on my nerves in it. Like, and I think, yeah, I'm not saying he's racist. Yeah, because it's obviously, yeah, he knows fives and he grew up with fives and all that. Yeah, and you see what I'm saying? Like, and he knows black people and stuff. Yeah, so I'm not saying he's racist, yeah, but he says certain things, yeah, that just make me, that get me angry, innit? Like, but I want to know, yeah, you were saying certain things on the radio, yeah, that kind of make me think, like, are you looking down on me or something, like? No, I'm not, I'm trying to underline this. I don't want to, hang on a minute,
like, you don't need to raise your voice, you don't. Look, just stop it. Just stop it.
You're always getting this type of upset, angry, aggressive behavior. What is the problem? This is the way I talk. Hey, no, I don't. No, I'm not frightened of you. I'm not afraid of you like everybody else around here. I don't care if you want to strike me or punch me or hit me or even kill me. I'm going to tell you to your face. You have got deep, serious behavior problems. You cannot be talking to people the way you're talking to them. Hey, look, I don't want to judge nobody. I don't intend to judge nobody. But the point I was trying to make on the radio, I don't agree with this culture. I don't agree with it. This street culture, I wish it could stop, it could finish. I will do everything I can, prayer, sacrifice, for it to stop. I never seen you get upset, you know, but listen here, Raphael, yeah. Only because I know you for certain, only, hey. But I'm telling you, you know, if it was someone else that was kind of raising their voice to me, you know, Raphael. Look at me when I'm talking to you, you know, Raphael. Look at me when I'm talking to you, you know. Don't disrespect me by not looking at me when I'm talking to you, you know, Raphael. What is the problem? Why do you always want to prove that you are somebody who is heard, and what is this about? It's the way I grew up in it. Then why are you taking it out on people for? Why can't you be calm? Why do you have to always try to prove you're macho, you're masculine? Why do you always have to be like that? That is not the way a man is to be. Is that the way you think a man is supposed to be? You think a man is supposed to be someone who is all aggressive, losing their patience? You must control yourself. Hey, we're out in the street, you know. Don't be trying to embarrass me in front of people, you know. Tell me, Ashley. Tell me, what can I do to help you? What can we do to help you? I want to listen. I want to understand. Hey man, you're getting me mad, you know. Is it because the struggles in life are weighing you down? What do you mean struggles in life, like? You talk about this is the way you are born. You wasn't born like that, Ashley. Nobody raised you to talk to people like that. I've seen it for years. You're raising your voice. You're talking loudly. Sometimes we are on the bus. When we used to go to secondary school, we are on the bus. Everybody can hear what you are saying. Why are you raising your voice loud and everybody can hear you? You talk with arrogance. This aggressiveness is not good for you. It's not good. You cannot blame everybody.
Hey, this is one thing I'm saying, yeah? We get cheated badly, yeah? Yeah?
No, I'm not trying not to listen.
We get cheated badly, yeah? And nobody wants to hear what we're saying, did it? No one wants to hear what we're saying, did it? No one wants to hear what we're saying, did it?
Don't cry, Ashley. Don't cry. I didn't want to upset you.
No, but like, why is life so bad, innit? Like, that's the way I am, where I am, innit? I am the way I am, like, I can't help the way I am, innit? Yeah, all the pain and suffering that I've gone through, yeah, it's clear that that's the way that's gonna come out in the way I act and way I behave, innit, like, yeah, because I'm angry, innit, like, you see what I'm saying, like, I receive no love from no one, you know, yeah, do you know how many people's abandoned me, do you know how many people's abandoned me? Like, everyone's just fake, innit, everyone's fake, innit. Like, nobody shows love. Nobody shows no real love. Everyone just out for themselves, you know. Even fights. Even fights, yeah.
Yeah, certain people just call me, yeah, just because they want something from me, innit? They ain't really interested about me or how I feel or wanna. They just all out for themselves, innit? I'm tired of it, man. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Ashley, it is okay to cry. Crying, Ashley, does not make you less of a man. Crying makes us acknowledge our humanity. We are human beings. We are human beings. We cannot pretend that we are above what we are. We all feel sorrow. We all feel pain. We all suffer. We have all felt loneliness, abandonment, disappointment. Ashley, I'm not here to judge you, but I want to be a friend. I want you to believe. I'm saying these words to you out of love, because I know people believe they have to put up this wall of aggressiveness. They have to put on this face, this stance of aggressiveness as a defense mechanism, because they don't want to get hurt, Ashley. And I'm glad to see you are taking down those walls. And you are showing you have been hurt. But I want you to know, God is the one who can come and make us new, make everything new. This I want you to know, Ashley. I talk to you as a friend.
Now like you don't know about what's going on, you know. Like sometimes I can't even sleep at night, you know. Sometimes I can't even sleep at night, you
Don't cry, Ashley, don't cry. Why you can't sleep at night?
Because I got beef in it, like. I got people that are kind of after me in it, like.
I heard certain things that people say there's tension building up between Green Brick, Red Brick, connected with music. I think you should be very careful, Ashley. Don't. I've been hearing certain people say certain things that you and Martin D'Souza.
Yeah, it's Martin's family, isn't it? Like,
Is it true that you're going to go onto that radio station, that show Blast?
I'm gonna go on blast, isn't it? And I'm gonna tell Sosa about himself on radio, isn't it? Live, I'm gonna do it live, isn't it? I'm gonna record it soon, isn't it? This week.
Don't go, Ashley.
I gotta go, innit? I gotta go. No, I gotta go. I gotta go.
Ashley, listen to me. Take this opportunity to start again, to put things right.
Yeah, well, he disrespected me, innit?
Don't worry about that. Just accept it. You know, I think Father John is a very holy priest. When I see him walking, praying the rosary, I'm so edified, so impressed by his life of prayer. I ask him, Father, what is your favorite mystery of the rosary? The rosary is that prayer that we pray, that you see him praying. There are different mysteries. We meditate on the life of Jesus and his Holy Mother Mary. I asked him, what is your favorite mystery? He said, the sorrowful mystery. I asked him why. He said he'd like to contemplate the third sorrowful mystery, as well as the fifth sorrowful mystery, crucifixion and death. He said, the fifth soldier had missed crucifixion and death because he know he is called to die. He is being called to die. He said, first of all, to die to himself, then to die as a victim for other souls, so that other souls can go to heaven. But he said, souls cannot go to heaven if I don't die first to myself. Because if I am not dead to myself, I will be a terrible priest and I will in fact bring those souls to hell. That's what he said to me one day. I was very impressed with that. He realized that to help souls, he has to first die to himself. But he said his favorite mystery of all was the third sorrowful mystery. Because he was contemplating, thinking about the humility of Jesus. Jesus being crowned with thorns. That Jesus didn't do anything when people insulted him, they spat on him, they hit him, they mocked him. This was God. This is God. And he didn't do nothing. He just took it all in patience, meekness, and humility. He said, sometimes when the going gets tough, when I am tempted to react, to justify myself, to speak when I've been misunderstood, to even to boast, he said, I put on the crown of thorns. I imagine that I'm wearing the crown of thorns, and it keeps me calm. It keeps me quiet. It changes my attitude and it makes me renounce myself. Take this as an example. Put on the crown of thorns. Imagine yourself with the crown of thorns. Think of the face of Jesus, the holy face of Jesus, covered with spittle, being spat upon, punched, with bruises, cuts, blows. He looked like a leper, somebody with leprosy. Think of the holy face of Jesus. Imagine you are wearing the crown of thorns and don't respond to Martin, the soldier. Don't do it.
I'm gonna do it. I don't care. But I'm gonna do it. Yeah, I worked hard to get where I am, you know. I'm not just gonna let him come, yeah? I'm not gonna let him come. And just disrespect me like that, innit? But anyway, I'm gonna go, yeah? But thanks, yeah, for the like talk and stuff, yeah? But I'm gonna go, innit, yeah?
But please, do me one favor. Remember that poem that you wrote for Father John?
Yeah, I remember, innit?
I remember one part of it. I remember all of it, in fact. But there's one part that struck me significantly. You said, I met a priest. He told me, Jesus Christ, that's the way. And I remember you putting in a rhyme that goes, I can't remember whether it was at the beginning or after, but you said, you don't want to go back astray. Don't go back astray, Ashley. And the words of Father John are right. Jesus Christ, he is the way. Let us walk in the way of humility, of meekness. Think of the way of Christ and follow it, Ashley. Grab onto the way of Christ and you will find peace. You will find joy. You would find a healing for your wounds.
Yeah, but you don't know certain things about what I got to do being in the gang anyway. So, I'll think about what you say. Yeah, but anyway. Thanks for telling me about those things, yeah, but I've got to go anyway. So, alright, see you later.
My name is Father Gregory Finis, the Superior General of the Missionaries of the Immaculate Heart. Just wanting to update on my report, asking those who are listening to pray for young Raphael, who was very inspired by Father John Michael Doland, and in prayer has decided that he would like to join the missionaries of the Immaculate Heart. Now, we believe he is a very special young man, gifted with many virtues and has great qualities about him, and he is able to understand people's needs, to know their difficulties and their problems, and to almost pinpoint what is holding them back from union with God, holding them back from becoming closer to God and knowing Him. And like his name, Saint Raphael, Raphael means medicine of God. He seems to be able to know people's wounds and proposes often the means, the ways in which they can be healed. I believe this young man has been sent as a gift from God to us as missionaries of the Immaculate Heart, and we pray for him, hoping that he'll grow from strength to strength and grow in grace